Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you live from Burnaby Mountain.
Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party. CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Welcome, everybody. This is Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star. Thank you for tuning in for this episode. We are here every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m., and we have a very special topic today.
Oh, yeah. Like every week, very special topic. We'll be diving into some self-expression and our thoughts about it, so stay tuned for that later on. But we're going to start off with some music first. So we have Bus by Naked Roommate from their album. Is it called Pass the Loofah? Very interesting.
Showering together.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
On a bench away. But what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
And it kind of means that our spirit is too rebellious that we cannot be held in these places. This place is too small for us. This kind of way of thinking is too small.
Is the rain. so long in your foot, so hard, and it tastes like salt. Don't it, sailor? But she don't want you to go.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you are tuning into Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And the song that you just heard was Ginger, Lemon, and Honey by Maddie O'Brien from her album Wishbones. The song before that was Walk Long by Psylo and Kaneda. I've been listening to that song a lot recently. And then the first song was Bus by Naked Roommate.
Anyways, good songs, but we're gonna jump into our topic of self-expression.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, DJ Star and I are both off school, me for the entire year and DJ Star for till the summer?
Till April.
Mm-hmm. So we have some time on our hands, and so we've been able to get more into, I don't know, I guess more creative self-expression.
Mm-hmm.
But we just wanted to also explore the topic of self-expression itself, because it's much more encompassing than just the creative part.
Yeah, and also just talking about why is it important or why is it necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think we got a little quote from DJ Star here.
This is just something that I found in my notes app. I couldn't actually uncover who said this or where I heard this, but it just is, creativity stays off forgetting, which I thought was interesting when I heard it, because a lot of the creative things that I do personally kind of do serve as a way to remember a certain moment or a person, not even directly, but mostly indirectly. Like, it is, you know, a way to remember and a way to reflect, I guess. So I just thought that was an interesting quote.
Mm-hmm. I like that too. It's like a little time capsule.
Yeah.
Of self-expression pieces. But anyways, just to give a definition of the word before we jump in, I found this direct definition from online. It's this site for positive psychology. You can check it out after, but it is, quote, we define self-expression as expressing one's thoughts and feelings, and these expressions can be accomplished through words, choices, or actions, quote. So I didn't know this actually till very recently, that self-expression can be a lot more than just, I don't know, writing and dancing and just having the tangible forms of your creativity, but it's also down to the way that you express yourself verbally, It's also your body language as well. And it's things like what you wear, the clothing you wear, and of course the stereotypical ones you'd think of, like, oh, dancing, doing theater, writing poetry. But yeah, more everyday examples, which I thought were interesting, is that things like getting frustrated in traffic or kind of telling the body language of a person who's been having a bad day, or even someone who's wearing something, like wearing an outfit that may be off trend but they really like. So for example, like a sweater vest, which has gone a little bit out of trend, but it's still a good fashion statement. If someone wants to wear it, then that's a form of self-expression.
Mm-hmm. That makes me wonder, like, yeah, the way you say things, the way you move your body, I wonder if also, like, maybe not saying something, mm-hmm, or like being silent in certain moments is, could also be seen as self-expression. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But just a thought to put out there.
Yeah, some food for thought for that.
Some food for thought. Exactly. But yeah, as DJ Coco said, there are a lot of different kinds of self-expression. But first, I just kind of wanted to talk about the most obvious one that comes to mind, which is the creativity side of self-expression, and like why it's useful for us, or like what kind of value does it give to our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I would say, I think for a lot of people out there too, it just gives you a very tangible, real manifestation of what you're thinking inside. And a lot of the times, for me at least, I don't even realize that this is something that I've been thinking about or like ruminating about. And then when I see it just laid out, like I do collages, and sometimes I'm just like, you know, cutting out pieces from magazines. I have no idea what it's going to become. And then it just slowly like comes together, and then it's, you know, covering an issue that I've actually been thinking about, or something even subconsciously. So I think that's a really kind of like powerful thing about it, that just reveals things about, mm-hmm, yourself too.
Do you feel like a sense of relief when you know that maybe that's everything that you've been working for made this collective idea?
Yeah, sometimes it's not necessarily like relief, but it's just like, it feels, it's hard to describe what the, like, to get the exact word, but it is just like connection, I guess. I just feel like more, mm-hmm, connected with myself. How about you?
Yeah, I haven't gotten into a lot of creative self-expression, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I feel like I liked writing poetry for a while, but I haven't written anything lately. But, mm-hmm, I feel like whenever I do write poetry, I like combining words until kind of fits. Mm-hmm. I have a whole list on my notes app of just words that I like that I pick up day to day.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I just put some of them together whenever I'm feeling a certain emotion, and the words just kind of fall together.
Yeah. I think if you're really passionate about something or feeling something really strongly, a lot of times with creative self-expression, it does just kind of fall into place in this weirdly, like, perfect way. Even though, mm-hmm, if it is messy or it's not, like, actually perfect, but sometimes when everything aligns, like, it just feels so nice. You're like, oh, yes, this is what I wanted, even though I didn't know that's what I wanted.
Yeah, I do like self-expression in that way, but, mm-hmm, sometimes I feel like it's very energetically costly, okay, for me to write poetry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why, because I feel like just the act of trying to put together words and write them all together and see if it can look nicely written out, maybe it's just the way that I'm trying to think of how others would perceive.
Yeah, I was gonna ask,
instead of just writing the words. Mm-hmm. But yeah, because I think I'd usually go for more of other sites of self-expression, because I think that I believe that the radio itself, like us picking topics that interest us and diving into it, is definitely a form of self-expression too.
Yeah,
verbally. So I think I would focus more of my energy on that. But I have been trying to get more into poetry though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even just talking on the radio, I will say things that I didn't even know I was even believing or, mm-hmm, thinking, then it's just out there and you're like, whoa,
yeah,
like that was somehow culminating in my brain somehow. And I also just want to quickly connect that quote from earlier, like, creativity stays off forgetting. And I think that also kind of means it helps you not forget. This sounds kind of cheesy, but it helps you not forget yourself in a way too.
Right.
Like, it's kind of like a reminder
who you
of
are.
Who you are and like what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Which I think is a really cool reflection.
Yeah, I feel even with tying with hobbies, I feel like when I do a certain hobby that kind of resonates with my soul, mm-hmm. I feel better.
I totally agree. Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, this is who I am. I remember. I feel mm-hmm. better.
It is that sense of just like alignment, and mm-hmm. you just feel like so right somehow.
Yeah. So yeah, self-expression definitely ties a lot with your sense of identity
mm-hmm.
and with your hobbies as well. But that is a little different between hobbies versus self-expression, because usually with self-expression, I think you're trying to create something more new and more of yourself. But mm-hmm. hobbies, they don't have to do the same thing. It's more not concerned with originality, I'd say.
Yeah, I agree with that, but also self-expression and hobbies can overlap a lot of the time,
mm-hmm.
in which not a lot of things are truly that original, even in like being creative or having creativity. Like
yeah.
for me, I'm not sure if we're distinguishing between self-expression and hobbies now, but like writing, for example, like I will take inspiration from authors that I read too, and that's not necessarily original, mm-hmm. but you're still like forming it in your own way to be your own self-expression.
Yeah. Yeah, but it would depend on the way that you take it.
Yeah, it depends on the hobby too, mm-hmm. I think. But it is really cool with creative self-expression where you can, there's not a lot of rules necessarily unless they're self-imposed or you're, yeah, like exactly like what, if you're thinking about what other people think.
Yeah, I feel like I struggle with that a lot.
Me too. I think it's hard not to view writing or poetry, especially through the lens of other people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about poetry, but it feels like there are with like very strict rules. But sometimes there doesn't need to be.
Yeah, because it feels, if you tell people that, oh, like, I write poetry.
Yeah, I'm a poet.
No.
Yeah.
It feels so embarrassing to even say that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're always like, oh, let's see a poem. And you're like, no.
Yeah, that's
we're not doing that.
It's a tough area not to feel cringed out or embarrassed of yourself. Because it's,
yeah.
you have to take yourself seriously a lot of mm-hmm. the time. Yeah.
Yeah, I think being perceived by others is a big issue, and it also encompasses with hobbies too.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in middle school, I really liked K-pop and K-dramas. I am half Korean, so that half justifies it, but I just looked like a white presenting person, so it just seemed a bit strange, but I really liked it. But I felt like now, looking back, I guess it was kind of a form of self-expression for me to learn. I used to do the dance moves as well.
For that's not embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing, but it's just things that I look back, I'm like, I care now of how other people perceived me at the time.
Mm,
things like that.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel like there's some conformity pressure with forms of self-expression, because I feel like I would limit myself to certain kinds that align with what other people would like, and as well that aligns with my sense of identity that I
yeah.
think is like quote unquote cool
or socially acceptable.
Yeah, acceptable.
Yeah, I think that is a fine line, like when we talk about self-expression straying away from even creative, just the way you act or the way you dress or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of like, am I doing this to express myself, or am I doing this for so that other people can see and evaluate me?
Yeah.
And this is how I'm choosing for them to like see me.
Exactly.
Which is,
yeah, how do you get away from that?
A like difficult line. And I think as I get older, at least I can tell kind of the differences between, oh, why am I wearing this item of clothing,
mm-hmm.
or why am I saying this statement? And I'm knowing myself a lot better now. But there is still this point that I want to reach where I can just fully be, like, myself. you yeah. know, and just like, even if it's rude, I just want to get to this point where I can say whatever I'm thinking without being worried about stepping on someone else's toes or insulting someone or embarrassing mm-hmm. someone. Like, all these things that we're definitely taught socially, like, we should not be doing that, especially as women. I just want to get to this point where I can, like, be completely expressive of how I feel or how I think.
Yeah, exactly.
That's hard.
It is so difficult. Mm-hmm. How far do you think you are now? Do you think you're on a closer path?
I'm trying to get there. Obviously, there is the power of the situation, too, over, like, what my goals are. Like, if I am in certain, like, if I'm working in customer service or something, obviously, I'm constrained by having to provide, like, a nice experience. But I still mm-hmm. honestly could be like, yeah, my day's going pretty bad, honestly. Like, I hate working here. And then
you get fired.
And maybe I'll get fired, but I am still doing, like, you know, like, it's all about kind of aligning. Mm-hmm. I keep saying this word, but it's, like, the only one I can think of that makes it seem like this is a goal. It's just alignment, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, for me personally, I think I've been trying to do that, trying to be, I guess, yeah, not being less polite, but just being more confident in what I have mm-hmm. to say, especially as a form of self-expression, because I want to be more of a confident person. I want to be seen more as a confident person. Maybe that's also tying into how I want others to perceive me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if we were going off the patriarchy, then confidence is not really looked fondly of for women, I feel like.
Especially internal confidence.
Internal confidence. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I feel like...
It's not really taught to us either.
No, not taught. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, lately for me, I feel like I've been having this word of just wanting to market myself. Oh. Using the word specifically marketing. I feel like the actions I take, I always think of, like, how can I market this to another person?
Wow.
I know. I don't know why I've been thinking of that word mm-hmm. and why it's so constant in my brain, but I'm like, everything I do, it's like, oh.
Marketing, that's like you're selling to
Yeah, I feel
people.
Like I'm selling myself to how I should be presenting to others.
Wow.
Yeah, for example, I was talking to DJ Star before the show about how I wanted to get, or how I am getting into hiking this year. I have more free time on my hands because I have joined the 9-to-5 culture. So mm-hmm. my weekends are free now, which is nice. Planning to hit a lot more trails, but I don't know why, but I feel like I've been wanting to market myself more as someone who's outdoorsy and mm-hmm. kind of more granola, and I'm not sure where this is coming from and why I want to sell myself like
Maybe
that.
It's coming from, like, if you're marketing yourself to other people and they absorb that marketing, they're like, oh, okay, maybe she is a hiker, maybe she is wanting to do outdoorsy things, then it kind of validates what you already want mm-hmm. to feel inside, and it kind of just is like bounces back to you, and you're like, okay, yeah, maybe I am that person, maybe.
Yeah, I think probably validation-wise, but yeah, that's just a word that I felt kind of maybe tied in with the self-expression mm-hmm. because, yeah, it's the way of how I express through my actions of going out in the weekends and hitting the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Hitting the mountains. Yeah, that's interesting, though.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing.
I know. It's just that specific word. It's mm-hmm. all the time in my head. It's just, how can I market? Even sometimes I'm just at home. I'm like, how can I market myself just sitting here? Eating breakfast.
Okay, it's pervasive. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Do you think that's self-expression, though?
I think that it's hurting self-expression.
Yeah.
Because I'm constantly aware.
Conflicting.
So that's mm-hmm. a conflict with the self-expression.
Yeah, I think it is also partially maybe like a self-fulfilling prophecy, too. Like, if you're marketing yourself as this, then you're going to start... Other people are going to treat you like that, and then you're going to start acting like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if this will benefit me in the long run or if this will just hurt, the little authenticity I have
mm-hmm. left. It does seem to be kind of in conflict with authenticity. Yeah. Marketing.
Yeah. I mean,
that seems like you're kind of changing.
Yeah, because I feel like maybe mental health-wise, I know deep inside that I'm trying to sell myself, so it isn't actually real. I'm the actual real me.
Yeah.
But what do you think for mental, or have you had any, what are thoughts for self-expression and mental health?
Mental health. I think when I don't, when I limit my self-expression or limit things that I really want to say, like, it does take for sure a negative toll on my mental health. Like, even things just in a tutorial, for example, at university, if someone is asking a question, you know, you have an answer, you want to say it, you know, mm-hmm. you're right, and you just hold yourself back. Like, that always feels bad for
me. That feels terrible.
It feels like I feel like I'm kind of abandoning myself, like I'm not trusting in myself at
yeah.
all.
And then someone answers the same exact mm-hmm. answer and you're like, ooh,
yeah,
could have done that.
And it's just like letting fear control me a bit. Even like if I want to talk to somebody, it's not very hard. Just be like, hey, I like your shoes or something, yeah. and just like start a conversation, make a friend. But there will be situations where I'm like, oh, like I should do it right now, and then I just don't do it because yeah. I'm scared. And
like the words come in your mouth, but you can't open your mouth.
Yeah, it's just like fear. And I think fear does limit my self-expression, mostly fear and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So when I let that win, like I feel it, and I feel like my self-worth is worse. I feel like, yeah. oh, this is just the kind of person I am. Like I can't.
You can't do it.
I can't do anything. I'm like boxing myself in. I'm like, I can't do those kinds of things. Like,
right.
I'm not the type of person who's going to speak in class.
Yeah, I feel the exact same.
Yeah. So I think that is, yeah, just censoring that part of myself mm-hmm. is, you know, definitely detrimental. But that's why creative self-expression, you know, nobody's there. I'm just like alone in my room.
Yeah.
And I can do anything. That's why it feels really nice too. But yeah, that's part of being authentic and what's the word, just being yourself, I guess.
Yeah,
is saying what you want to say and not holding yourself back. And it gives, for me, like when I do say these things, I feel like I have more autonomy over myself, like I have more control in a way, and like I feel more like it's hard to describe. Like, I feel more in control, but I also feel more freedom.
Right.
I don't know if it makes sense, but I just feel like more, you know, I'm not at the whims of like fear or anxiety. Like, I can do what yeah. I want to do.
Yeah, yeah, your brain can override it. You
exactly.
can be your true self.
Like, I'm strong enough to put whatever, yeah. like, the answer is 3.1 or yeah. I don't know, like anything like that. Like, I can,
yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah, sometimes I do. When I do it, like, my heart is racing
yeah.
so fast. I'm like, even though I know the answer is right, I feel like I'm going to slip up on my words or something.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to laugh.
Especially if it's a personal opinion, like saying
oh,
that in
yeah.
class too is
exactly
even worse.
That's why I feel like it is a very comfortable space and very authentic for us to do this radio show mm-hmm. is because we're comfortable with what we can say, and then we feel like we have no judgment really, because I mean, you listeners can't really say anything back to us. I mean, at this moment in time, mm-hmm. you can text us.
We're connecting energetically.
We're
though.
Connecting energetically.
Mm-hmm.
We know you are out there, but yeah, it's difficult, but it's something to try to push past, I think, especially in the 20s. Just say yes, do it,
mm-hmm.
go against that initial fear.
Yeah, I have a vision of myself as this super old woman who just is like fully authentic.
Ooh.
And just like does not care what other people think.
Right.
And is gonna have like big hair and like weird clothes or something. And that would be honestly a really nice end to my life.
Yeah, do
yeah.
anything.
Yeah.
I know. I want to be an old lady and have great fashionable style. I'm going to wear so many bright colors just because I can.
Mm-hmm. Just like, don't care.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Do whatever you like, but.
And it's not just self-expression, like individual self-expression that we're talking about. I didn't know that this was a thing, but there's a concept called collective self-expression, which is a way to express unity with a group of people. So that's talking about like any kind of social or political movement, like coming together with the same opinion or same beliefs or morals with somebody, like a group of other people, and like bringing awareness to that and talking about that.
Yeah, you can definitely connect your identity with, I mean, associate with that entire group of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think it definitely would make you, I feel better about myself when I'm with people who I feel like identify with how I perceive myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like to the type of friend group you have for every person as well, to your family or what kind of work you do and who your co-workers, like, does that tie in to the values you and the beliefs you believe you have as a person?
Yeah, I think it is important to have similar values, at least like similar morals to people that you're close with. But then it also does get interesting when there is like
differences.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to really investigate like why you think this way or why you're expressing yourself in this way.
Yeah.
Which I also, obviously it's hard, but I also enjoy it too.
Mm-hmm. No, it's always good to have some diversity,
mm-hmm.
and not just stick to one little identity, because that's how we have Trump supporters.
Yeah, I mean, it does become an echo chamber in some senses, for sure. But before we end the topic, which seems like we're coming close to an end at least, I did want to talk about an example, like a real life example of self-expression, but I also thought there was a bit of collective self-expression involved as well. There is this exhibition at the Vancouver Art Gallery I saw a couple weeks ago. It was so good. It goes until February 17th, and it's by this artist called Shelley Nero, and the title of the exhibition is 500 Year Itch, and it's referencing 500 years of colonization. And she is an Indigenous artist, like multimedia. She does photography, film. Her beading was amazing, and I normally don't see beading or any like more traditional types of Indigenous art in galleries, like in glass cases, and it was just really, really nice to see. And there was sculpture and also just other kind of mixed media and collages, and it made me think about like self-expression and the way it can also be political, which is where the collective self-expression comes through. Like,
mm-hmm.
she was fully representing Indigenous women and girls through like self-representation, not from, you know, like an outsider colonial eyes. Like, that is, she had like pieces of kind of like the phases of a woman's life with different beaded hats, and I thought it was just so cool, like showing the different phases of womanhood through beading. And she had like photography with intergenerational connections, like kind of conveying the matriarchy. And like, as a white woman, I thought it was really inspiring. So I think seeing that as an Indigenous woman or Indigenous girl, like, would be so much more powerful too. Like, a lot of the themes are validation, understanding, acceptance, and love. Like, I definitely encourage you listening out there to go check it out. Like, it was so, so good. But yeah, I just think like when self-expression can be shared with other people and kind of change the mainstream perspective too, in a way, because a lot of art galleries are so full of the same people with the same kind of backgrounds, especially with like European art being so widespread as the pinnacle of creativity, or like it's so academic and so, I don't even know how to describe, like, we think it's so important, but then there's so many other types of art and types of people that have equally interesting contributions. And I'm kind of going on a tangent right now, but yeah, I think it can kind of change how people think and validate those who haven't really seen their perspectives or their lives being, you know, like, cherished and shared with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was my example.
Go check it out, guys. Vancouver, please. Art Gallery until mm-hmm. February 17th.
500 Year Itch.
That's the name is funny though.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was a little wrap up on self-expression, and we are gonna jump back into the music now. So This next one is DJ Star's song.
Yeah, I think it's more folk. It's Leaf Rapids, and the song is In the Woods. And it's new. So, yeah, take a listen.
Take a listen.
Kaylin.
And I'm Rebecca.
We're the hosts of Sociologic, broadcasting live at CJSF 90.1 FM from 7 to 8 p.m. every Tuesday.
Tune in to hear meaningful conversations exploring all ideas through a sociological lens.
capital. No creo en banderas ni en el capital. Mi Dios es la vida que viene del mar. Profunda y ruidosa nos va a contestar. En las calles suenan banderas de unidad. En las calles suenan banderas de unidad. Corren nuestras crías a la libertad. En las calles suenan banderas de unidad.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Couple songs we just played. It is a little out of order, so if you're viewing this from the website, sorry. Mm-hmm. These are going to jump around a bit. But the last song you just heard was Unbothered by David Lavoy and Carson Tawaro. This is from their album Tear Down, and I actually just heard this a couple of hours ago from CGSF on someone else's show, and I decided to borrow the song and put it on ours.
Mm-hmm. And the song before that was by Al Balcon, and it was No Creo en Banderas, which I think means I don't believe in flags.
Ooh.
And the song before that was a pretty good one. It was Far Away by Abido Sound Machine. They do African electronic music with elements of funk, disco, modern post-punk, and electro. So
that pretty one cool was pretty band, good.
Yeah.
From their album Pull the Rope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one, we played that one before, and we just had to play it again because going in all my playlists,
mm-hmm.
all of DJ Star's playlists, but
mm-hmm. pretty good self-expression too.
Very good self-expression. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but hope you enjoyed today's topic and music. We had a fun episode diving into this, and maybe we'll touch on it in the future again, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is the end of us for today. So
yeah,
up next is now it's not Revolution Rock, but it's Sociologic. It's from 7 to 8, and it's with the other two girls from our radio station. You'll hear about them. We're running out of time. And then we have Bit Coover at 8 p.m. But yeah, thank you so much for being here with us.
Yeah, and thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Have a good night.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.